Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it's the Instant Match Reaction. It was Liverpool 3, it was Leicester 0. It was another wonderful performance from the Mighty Reds. It was a record-breaking 64th game unbeaten in the league at Anfield.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a comment, we've got a couple of things we want to discuss. There was a comment that came in live actually while we're doing this from Crazy CEO. He said, you've got the media and every other team's fans praying that was a banana skin for us tonight. Just another home run for the boys. That, exactly that. I think this was built up because, and fairly so, Liverpool with all the injuries, Chris, Leicester started the season really brightly. I think a lot of people were hoping that this was going to be a game where Liverpool come and
stuff. Do you remember when we used to be on the other side of that and we'd sit there watching fucking City games or United games going back further, hoping that something would happen and just seeing the better side win out and how annoying it was because you were like, oh, just another chance gone. And with Liverpool's injury crisis, you can totally understand why. You know, and everyone's bought into it because the fucking media are constantly going on about it. We're constantly worrying about it. And yet you see maybe the best performance of the season.
Yeah.
Certainly the best league performance of the season for me there against a good Leicester side where everything just seemed to click. Apart from Bobby Firmino until like the last minute. But his performance, I said it on my player ratings, Paul, it didn't need a goalless performance tonight. It was a brilliant performance.
Yeah.
And yet he needed a goal tonight at the same time.
The only reason it needed a goal was because it came so close. Like, you're right, his all-round performance, that was his best performance of the season for me. It needed a goal because it was just ridiculous. it gone so far. He'd done everything but score. And it kind of... You come away, I think, given the run of the poor run of goal scoring form he's been on this year, I think for him to not bag in that game, given the performance, actually, I think it's hard to. You'll take away the positives, of course you will, and Klopp will be keen to do it. And he's saying a lot in his post match. Like, I can't help people who don't get Bobby Firmino. I've got no time for that. But. You mentioned it before, and then we got Sebastian Haller, was it, coming out saying, I scored a goal, that will give me confidence going to the next game. It clearly exists in the mind of footballers.
Idiots.
So I think, it's true, like they are, these are not PhDs, these are superstitious athletes. Bobby needed to get a goal, just to probably, so it's not a thing that you carry with you, because you must be thinking... I can put in a good performance and I'm not scoring. So, your point's right. But I actually think that it was, I felt a massive sense of relief for me, for fans and for him when he actually did score.
Yeah, and thankfully he did. I mean, he hit the post, he hit the bar. I mean, he's karate kicked it. He's had something 10 mil not go over the line. I mean, double saves from Schmeichel. It was just ridiculous. And yet, at the heart of it was still a performance where... That was a classic Bobby Firmino performance, link and play, using his body, making space, creating space for others. It was just brilliant, but it was brilliant across the board. Like, just on the player ratings, I think the lowest was an 8 maybe for Naby, and I think that was a bit low personally. I think he probably deserved a 9, to be honest. And, it was just brilliant from start to finish, and it's all well and good Leicester going and playing against Liverpool like they played against Manchester City, but a 2-0 down, that should have that should have changed. And it felt like they just played into our hands a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, and this is the thing, and where Brendan Rodgers is a little short, I think, as a manager and as a man. height jokes, get it. Is that... You're right, the template was there. Man City is a right template, I think, to hold up. And we're seeing that happen. We're seeing it's a good way to beat Manchester City. And I think people
did they score five in that game, by the way? It was 5-2,
it was unreal. Like, but people look at that, and I think people compare Liverpool and City. Liverpool are better than Man City. Liverpool actually are miles better than Man City, if you want to go just on how last season panned out as well. Far, far and away better. And what Liverpool do have defensive frailties, absolutely, because of personnel or whatever, sort of. But we're also brilliant in attack, and Man City aren't. Man City have stopped scoring goals. Man City are solid at the back, but don't score goals anymore. So the game plan, Liverpool have been gearing up towards this for a number of years. And look, I would have looked at that as an opportunity, particularly no Salah. In addition to that, maybe that was the first thing. Maybe Liverpool are going to lose a little bit in attack. Nah, because we bought Diogo Jota, and he played on that right-hand side, and he was outstanding on that right-hand side as well. Played it completely differently to how Salah plays it, of course. But it was a Jota performance. I've seen a Jota performance at centre-forward. I've seen it from the left-hand side, and now I've seen it from the right-hand side. I think we've bought an absolute gem. I think we've actually bought another one. The way we bought Mane and the way we bought Salah.
I agree with that, man. It's 7-6 so far, isn't he? He's got the record for home goals to start a career with Liverpool and stuff like that. But it's his all-round play as well. It's not just... Like, that's what I thought he was. I thought he was just a lad who's going to score goals. He's not going to give you loads during the 90 minutes, but he'll pop up with a goal. He's so much more than that, man. Mane's integral to everything we do as well nowadays. And, you know, he gets the ball and he'll drive at someone and he'll beat a man, and all of a sudden that will spring something else. Jota's got that in his game as well. Like, he picks the ball up. Like, that time when he's running through and you're like, oh, he's going to play the ball here. And then no one tackles him inexplicably. And he goes, well, all right, Sal, if you're not going to tackle me, I'll just keep going. I'll run into the box. I'll see where it arrives. And what the thing that stands out to me most, I said this, look, I think he should have passed there. But when you come into a new side and it's got Salah and Mane and Firmino, to be able to bollocks and the trust in yourself to not play the pass every single time, that says a lot about a player as well, doesn't it? That he goes, no, I'm going to take a shot. I'm not going to just hand it over to you because you've been here 4 years or whatever.
There's lads, and they used to talk about this in the noughties in particular, and maybe it might even be Jamie Carragher, I'm paraphrasing here, but there's a lot of people who got to Liverpool and saw it as they'd made it. Oh, I've got me transfer to Liverpool and relax, instead of going, I get to Liverpool and this is where the real work begins. Like, everything I've done up to this point was not on that. That's all done. That's all gone line under that. I'm going even harder this time. And that's what Joss is doing. You know, look, we need to see it. We need to see it over the full season. But in terms of starts, I can't judge him. I can't say he's going to do X, Y, and Z. All I'm saying is he's on target to have a fantastic season for us. And he's
going
to
score more than 20 goals if he stays fit.
If he continues on this vein of form, and he might not, but, you know, at the moment now, we can't say that. All I can say is he couldn't have had a better start to his Liverpool career, really. I couldn't have expected anything better than what we've got from him so far. And that's what we've been able to do, you know, in times gone by. We saw it. Like, we bought Taki Minamino last January. It's not really worked out for him yet. It might well do. It might not. Big shrug. If it does, great. If it doesn't, we'll move him on and we'll get someone else. And we'll probably make a profit on him, by the way, as well. Divock Origi would come in this game normally, and we'd switch things around. And
disjointed, maybe.
And, you know, he might get you a goal, he might do a thing here and there, but it doesn't necessarily suit the style. Yeah, we've just taken the best right winger out in the world out of the team, our top goal scorer out of the team, and you wouldn't have known by the performance in any way, shape, or form. That's a massive credit. The midfield, we've hinted on it. You talked about it. We'll start with Naby. Again, it doesn't bother me anymore.
I'm gutted for him because this if you're going to write a story and Naby Keita is the central character of it, well, you know, he's waited, he's fought back from injuries, got himself into the side through injuries and all that, and the character grabs it by the scruff of the neck, and it looked like he was doing that. Him and Kurt Jones had come in there, grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck, you know, outnumbered in the middle of the park, but along with Wijnaldum, it looked like they were outnumbering Leicester players in there. And, you know, I thought he was brilliant, and I thought proper all-action midfield display from him and from Kurt Jones. And the two of them defensively sound, you know, Keita joining the front players when he needs to, creating space for others. The Jota goal's a perfect example of that. Occupies the centre-half. And then, I don't even know what happened. I still don't know what happened to him, whether it was whether he was kicked, whether it just went down. And you just feel so sorry for him because this is the time he's supposed to kick on. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look or feel like that's going to happen.
Nah. And look, and what I say, but I'm not asked anymore. Like, and what I mean is, I do feel, I don't feel sympathy for him. I do, because I'm a human being. But what I mean is, in a wider sense, it's not... I no longer have anything hinged or riding on him. We could just do with him as a body more than anything else at this point. And he was playing really well, and that's the most annoying thing about it. It's another performance where Keita just comes in and just plays his game, and he looks really good. And you're right, he links the attack really well. A couple of nice little through balls. One of them were managed miles offside, but again, it's just he plays that role. We need to be able to unlock teams better centrally, and he was bought to do that, and when he's on the pitch we play like that. I think back, we were chatting about Bobby Firmino, I don't know if it was on stream or before, but that, when you look at the Club World Cup, and Naby Keita in the semi-final against Monterrey, brilliant in that game again, links up with Salah really well, and he just came in, dropped in, doing exactly what you want to see from him there. But yeah, he's another one who's just, there's something not right with his body. And I've seen it there, apparently he played two games in the international break. He's not played for like a month, and then he's gone and played two international games, and then he's dropped into a physical game when he's needing to be at high energy and high tempo.
My hope is that, you know, the physicians at the club have just gone, if anyone feels fucking anything.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Get off before it makes it worse. Because it's, and especially, you know, the game state and all that comes into it. But it didn't look like that. It didn't feel like that. No. The disappointment, the fact that he's smashing his hand on the ground says to me, that's an injury, and that's at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's for me, the annoyance comes from the fact that it's just another first-team player. The Naby Keita, I think I've come to accept the fact that he's going to get injuries or whatever at this point. And again, if he ever has a run of games, if he can ever put 10, 15 games back-to-back for us, he'll be amazing. But he never does, so whatever.
I think he did, and it didn't fucking matter because we won the league.
No, exactly. Well, yeah, you know, but that's it. But we managed him brilliantly all at the back end of last season. We seemed to get him up to speed as best we could. There's one lad who just needed a proper pre-season this year, and he's not going to get it. But, you know, we're down to the bare bones in that regard. But, you know, I don't think he plays if we've got one more midfielder fit. I think Thiago plays instead of him today if he's available, not even on the bench, which shows you where
we're up to. Even if there's a centre-half available. probably play because Fabinho goes back into the middle.
No, 100%. If Gomez doesn't get injured on internationals, Fabinho plays in midfield, and Gini plays further forward, and Keita probably doesn't play in that regard. But it is what it is, and it's annoying because I said to you before that I feel like the only thing that's going to stop us winning the league this season is that we're just going to run out of players, and normal logic follows that you go, oh, no, it'll be fine. We'll get this lad back and this lad back. This is just going to keep happening. It's going to take a massive slice of luck for us to get, you know, to be able to put enough players on the pitch at this point. One encouraging sign from that was Curtis Jones. Another one, and like I think he was playing as well as Naby. They were both playing brilliantly. The fact that Kerr got to do it for the full game, I think, means for me stands out above that, because not falling, not physically collapsing in is definitely a bonus for a footballer. Class. He's a one, Chris, for me. He's struggled in a couple of games. And I mean by that, I struggle to shine. I think he's been fine. I don't think he's had a bad game for us. But at 19, he's looked like a 19-year-old lad coming into the side a couple of times this season. That was the Curtis Jones, what you're like, in 2 or 3 years' time, he's going to play like that every game.
Yeah, I must admit, I had a go at Phil Foden I can't remember, the middle or the end of last season. I think he's a terrific talent, Phil Foden, by the way. I like how Guardiola's managed him. I think he's been massively overhyped. Mm-hmm. But like, we're on course for Kerr Jones having so many more minutes than Phil Foden did over the last couple of years.
In that stage of his development.
In that stage of his career. And you can see how Phil Foden's developed. Like, hopefully Kerr Jones can speed up and get to that level a little bit quicker, because he's got everything. Now, I was unsure whether he was a centre midfielder when he first broke in. I thought he was a winger. But he seems to understand the position really well. And that's the thing tonight. He showed, again, against a good side in a tough environment, that he understands how to be a centre midfielder for Liverpool. And he seems to intrinsically know where he's supposed to be, what shoulder he's supposed to be looking at, what player he's supposed to be trying. The only thing I would say is he lost Harvey Barnes on that run. And maybe Wijnaldum could have come across, you know, when Harvey spoons it wide or whatever. That's the only criticism I can have in a 90-minute game against a 19-year-old, and everything else was massively positive. His defensive work was brilliant today. You know, tackling on the edge of the area, helping out Nico Williams when he needs to, helping Wijnaldum and Milner out and all of them, and getting tackling, but not being stupid with it either. You know, just playing the simple ball and moving on, and then joining the attack. I know he can do the attacking. I've got no issues. I'm not thinking whether he can do the attacking. Can he do the defensive work of a midfielder or a midfield three? Well, he's answered that tonight, and it's an emphatic yes.
Does that, again, we knew what Brendan Rodgers was going to do. I say, we knew it was going to be, Liverpool going to be tasked with breaking them down in that regard. And we said it with no Trent, then we needed to make sure we were as good as we could be through the middle of the park, which is why having that midfield, that was basically three attacking midfielders in midfield for us today, which we forget about sometimes because we know Gini can do that six so well.
Three left wingers.
Well, no. Every one of those lads has played left wing in their professional careers, right? I thought they were all great for it, but yeah, the way Kurt played it, you need to be brave, you need to be confident in possession, you need to be confident in how you use the ball, and you need to be able to push on and force them back and have balls in tight spaces. And I just thought he did that absolutely brilliantly all game long. Very, very encouraging. I've just got a vision of Curtis Jones. I can just see him. Like, I don't like comparisons to throwing the Gerrard thing out, because I think it's just a bit cheap. It's a bit easy because we know him as this great midfielder or whatever, but he'll be his own man. But look at him, he's over 6 foot tall. He's got a great touch. He's very fast as well. He's got a great football brain, all around awareness. He's pretty good on both feet as well. If he just carries on like this, I think sneaky. A bit like, you know, Trent's kind of exploded, hasn't he? You know, scores a free kick in the Champions League qualifiers for us, and he's off to the races from that point for us. Because of that, I just think we might find it'll be 2 or 3 seasons, and all of a sudden we've got an absolute world beater on our hands, and it's kind of crept up around us because we're going to have Hendo and Thiago and all that around.
Right, but I don't think he even needs to do that. You think of, like, again, crude, and I'm not saying that I think he'll go on to have a better career, but all of a sudden, you know, you watch Fletcher, Darren Fletcher mm-hmm. playing for United, and then he's probably got how many fucking league titles, or Carrick or something like that. You know, lads who don't exactly set the world alight in these good sides, but just garner medals and that. I think Kurt Jones can be more than that. Mm-hmm. Gerrard was a generational talent. You know that. I know that. Everyone sat here watching knows that. There's lads who've got 10 league titles, probably for Manchester United, who I don't think are fit to lace Gerrard's boots.
Yeah.
But Kurt Jones can be a very good player in a fantastic side. Yeah. And, you know, if you're just on the field, it means you're a good player, and that's all you need to do. You can be a team player. And that's the thing. In our midfield, it's made for team players as it stands right now. And they're not supposed to shine like Steven Gerrard was able to shine.
Yeah.
And you just need to facilitate what the team's got to do.
And that's, yeah, you're right. And that's like almost the worst case scenario is that he becomes a really useful squad player in a brilliant side. The best case scenario is, again, look at the side that Gerrard comes up in. He comes up in through that treble season, where that's as good a squad as Liverpool have had, you know, in the Premier League era. He's coming up alongside, you know, Gary McAllister. You know, you've got that to learn from. We had Dietmar Amman, who was teaching the dirty work and the dark arts and all that. There's Yari Littmanen's in that side for a spell. You know, one of the best number 10s in the game at the time. And all these bits and pieces where he's learning his trade alongside that. Curtis has kind of got that. He's a sponge. He's soaking this all up. He's a confident lad. He's dead talented. And he's also surrounded by worldies as well. Mm. So there's as good a chance. You know, if you talk about, if you're going to grow a crop, put it in the best possible sort of like environment, put it in the best, you know, where photosynthesis is most likely to occur and all that kind of stuff, and how it's best fed is a perfect situation for Kurt Jones. I wanted to talk about James Milner. We haven't really got time to do it on this show, but I thought it was outstanding. For a man who dropped in at right back, you know, you said it pretty much. He had a really good season at left back, out the blue. He's played left wing, right wing, centre mid. He was brilliant at right back, and then he got moved into midfield, and he was really good in midfield as well. Boss.
It's what he does. It's what he's always done for us, isn't it? I mean, we needed his leadership out there tonight. I think him and Wijnaldum were probably two massive pluses for us. And but you called it during the commentary, Paul, that quick out to Diogo Jota down the wing. You know, he moves into midfield. First thing he does, I said this on the player ratings, first thing he does, plays a ball through to Mane, and Mane's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. You know, just quick, looks ahead, sees where Mane's run is, understands everyone's role in the team. Mm-hmm. Not just his own, not just, you know, the person next to him. He understands everything, so you can move in mid-game. Yeah. And he goes, oh, okay, right, just give us 1 second. Right, okay.
He didn't play the game like a shit Trent, which I thought was good. You know, like, he didn't have these situations where we're engineering him 50 yards deep on the right-hand side where he can whip these perfect crosses in or whatever. But it also, he just played the game. I mean, we think about it. I think we built the Trent role. Milner was almost the template for the Trent role in his season at left back. You know, when you go and you link play, and a lot of it was him opening his body up and playmaking from the left hand side. But like, he was the boys in that ball round the corner to Diogo Jota playing ball centre. He just played it like a midfielder from the right hand side. It was brilliant. We'll do more on it. Look,
I know he'll only have got one assist, but he got two assists tonight, because he gets the one for Johnny Evans. It's his corner. And he gets the one for Bobby Firmino. And what else are you replacing when Trent leaves the side? His corners, his free kicks and everything else. The lad stepped in. Brilliant. Never really put under too much pressure. When he was, there was a midfielder or a centre-half there to help him out.
Yeah.
But he gave us something going forwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be games where we don't get that out of Milner because there are limitations to him.
There are games when we don't get that out of Trent.
But yeah, absolutely. We had a couple of super chats before we wrap up. Leon Geary with €5. Thank you so much, Leon. So many good performances. I thought Bobby was brilliant. Jones looked a genuine starter for me tonight. I completely agree on both of those points, mate. And Jamie Loudon. What a supremely dominant performance against one of our rivals. Special mentions. Millie, Robbo, Diogo just makes me feel funny. Bobby was brilliant. So deserved. With 7 first teamers out.
There was another one as well for Hitch and Baz. Did you get that one?
No.
Given Jota's performances the last few weeks, who's in your front three? Terrible problems have. The three fit lads.
Yeah, whoever's available fit. We're going to see variations on this anyway. There'll be games where Salah's not playing, and there's games where Mane's not playing, there'll be games where Bobby's not playing. Jota's done no harm by having, all of a sudden, we've got 4 dead good lads, and there's a potential with Minamino. We could get more out of Minamino. Firmino, and you already know what Divock can do as and when you need him to do that. So very, very, very encouraging indeed. So yes, loads more to come from us. If you are a member on YouTube at Club Captain or Club Legend level, you get the final word show. 60 minutes ago with me, Chris, and it's going to be Ross really delving into this game, talking through any points. If there's anything you want us to discuss that we've missed, let me know in the comments and we'll pick up on it on tomorrow's show. But yeah, that's a bonus show. It's actually live streaming as well from 10:30 tomorrow morning. So if you remember, again, Club Captain or Club Legend, you get that show live here on YouTube as well. Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. It should be amazing. We've also got some wonderful merchandise. I'm rocking Redmen TV wear. Chris has got Threads for Reds on right now as well. So if you need to be kitted out, either go through us or go through Threads for Reds. Some quality gear there indeed. But yes.
One final thing. It went under the radar because of the performance tonight. But the fact that those biscuits lasted 62 seconds under the dunk.
Record breakers.
My words.
Yeah, BI biscuits.
10 out of 10 for the biscuits.
Spot on. For more biscuit chat, we will be back at Atalanta live on Wednesday night for the commentary, so do check that out as well. But yes, get your subscription going on redmentv.com, sign up a member, or check out Chris live tomorrow on twitch.tv/theredmentv, kicking off our Football Manager campaign. Oh yes, plenty from us. We'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.